the Rishni, befrat a specific schus in a magen for her and her family.
Right.
And we should hear Besuros Tovus. Okay. Marvin Besimcha. So, trying to figure out what the best angle was to align our two worlds. And this is like perfect worlds of, we started in Hanukkah, and now it's Purim, and we were in Chachma, and we're in Ayin Tov, and we're a deeper reality, and so much. But then we got up to this world of presence and kind of being in the moment, in the now, connection to Hashem and what all that is. That's been kind of these last couple of weeks. So just where that Inyan comes up strong in Adar so much. Oh. And maybe the essential question we'll kind of look at over here will lead us into Purim, but hopefully that Purim will lead us into the rest of the year. Is Purim, we know, is all about tefillah and a connection to Hashem, and there's a special dagesh of tefillahs on Purim. And so, of course, the avoda of Purim would be to get totally smashed. Like, why is if the avoda of Purim is tefillah? So, you know, the 1 + 1 = 2 over here I wouldn't have necessarily thought that, okay, so the avoda of the day is to like totally destroy your das. Like, have none of it left. So what's the connection between tefillah and Purim and potentially losing all of your das? And we'll look at the piece in the Gra where he speaks out why. And that's Mordechai's essential nature is tefillah, right? I don't know if you've seen it before, but that's his nature. So we'll jump in there. And really, I wanted to start with this question. So again, I apologize every week. This is just like, we get down to the wire in terms of actually putting the sources onto the paper. And like, you guys should see all the runners up. I mean, the people who didn't make the All-Star team this week is like, man, there's some good people who didn't make the paper. But the snubs will have to live their way. Somebody else will have to see them. So I'm just going to tell you what we're looking at here. So the top left, which are these two paragraphs, that is the Pia Zetzna in his Sefer Derech HaMelech and there is a section on Purim. So these top two paragraphs are on Purim. Coincidentally, but no coincidentally, the bottom two paragraphs right under that are also the Pia Zetzna, but this is from a different Sefer called Hachsharas HaAvreichim. That's in Perek Tes.
Hachsharas?
Hachsharas, like kosher?
Yeah.
The top right is the Gra on the Megillah. The paragraph under that is in the introduction to the Kuntres HaAvoda of the Rebbe HaRashab, Reishin Beis, the fifth Lubavitcher Rebbe. And the paragraph on the bottom right is Eckhart Tolle in The Power of Now.
Wow. He might be the most quoted.
It's because of the sugya we're in. That should be clear. The Rebbe Harishah.
Rabbi Eckhart Tolle there.
No, you can't do that. That'll probably be a chilashah. I say probably.
The
Rebbe Rashab. He was the fifth Rebbe of the Lubavitcher Rebbes.
Thank you.
Okay, then on the back, the top right is Likutei Maharan. The two paragraphs on the top left, it should have been one on top of the other, but it got broken, is the Darchei Noam, the current Slonim Rebbe. And then under that is the two big paragraphs on the bottom are, that's the Pia Zetzna in Derech HaMelech in his piece on Bereishis. Okay. There were other really, really, really amazing, amazing, amazing people who had what to say on all of this. But these, they just said it clear, and for the sake of where we are right now, I thought that was the best mahalach. Okay.
Which Likud Maran number is this?
I think it's Gimel, but I'll look for you afterwards. Don't put it yet. Just ask me afterwards, and I'll look it up.
Okay.
Pretty sure it's Gimel. Okay. So let's just start over here in the Piyazetzna. That's not where he's going to ask this question. I love this question. I love his answer, but we're going to see the question first, and we'll come back to the answer later. Right? So why was Haman happy that the Goral fell in Adar?
Moshe's death.
Moshe dies. Right? So he said, ah, this is a great month. Moshe dies. What did Haman not realize?
Also born.
Also born.
Ah,
that's too bad. Piyazetzna's Kasha. But also dies. Like, very nice that he was also born, but like, Haman wasn't wrong, was he? Meaning, like, it's very nice that he was born at that time. He also died at that time, so maybe it's Begeder Suffolk. Like, this is a great time. Like, the other times are all good. This time also has his death. It's a good kasha. Right, like. So, he, and just, let's just see the way he says it. Lahavin ma'at inyan Purim v'kedusha. So, let's try to understand a little bit of the kedusha of Purim. V'ha-gemora in Megillah Yud Gimel says, Kishenafel al Adar. When the poor, when the Goral fell on Adar, Sameach, Haman was happy. Ki ba'Adar meis Moshe Rabbeinu. Ah, that's the month that Moshe died. V'lo haya yodea, and he didn't know, which is also weird, because if he knew when Moshe died, why didn't he know when Moshe was born? Shebezayin Adar meis, ubezayin Adar nolad. He didn't know that he was also born on that day. U'lahavin ma yoel, but we have to ask, what good is it? What benefit is there that he was born? Halo misaso haisa achrona. The last thing, we always go basar basra. Right? What happened last? He died. Right? Halo misaso haisa achrona meleda.